This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The seeds planted by farmers and gardeners used to be in the public domain, but then in the 1980s, new laws and court rulings made it easier to patent them. Now, most of the seeds available for farmers are owned by just a handful of companies. As Eilish O'Neill reports from Northwest Washington, a group of plant breeders is trying to change that.
Ever since the 1980s, companies like Monsanto and DuPont have been patenting seeds company scientists have modified. That prevents farmers from harvesting seeds from those modified plants and planting them the following year. Greg Traxler, an agricultural economist at the University of Washington, says that's a good thing because without patents,
no one is going to invest in improving seeds. The whole idea of patenting is you provide incentive for companies to produce a seed that is yielding more every year.
But others say those increased yields have come at a cost, and some are trying to develop an alternative model, the Open Source Seed Initiative.
So this is a spinach called Beaujolais.
Seed breeders involved in the initiative take seeds from the public domain and breed a new variety, like this red spinach Brian Campbell developed on his farm near Bellingham, Washington.
We've been working with it for years and stabilized the genetics on it.
Instead of patenting the spinach, Campbell and his partner Christine Goldberg say anyone who buys the seeds can gather them, reproduce them, even modify them and sell the new seeds, as long as they don't patent or restrict those seeds.
We just really wanted to get seeds out there that everybody could take that information and breed what made sense for their region or their garden or their taste.
Goldberg and Campbell hope to give farmers more choices about where to buy their seeds and also about what varieties are available. And they're also hoping to address another problem. If there are limited seed varieties, those varieties have the same vulnerabilities. Here's Philip Howard, a professor at Michigan State University.
We're all at risk of climate change or even drought and pests that could pretty easily wipe out crops and threaten the resilience of our food supply.
So far, the 38 breeders involved in the initiative have licensed nearly 400 seed varieties. In Northwest Washington, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.